Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Red Sox, worst season in more than four decades, has drawn to a close. They lost to the Yankees 14-2 last night in New York, ending the season in last place in the AL East. Adding insult to injury with a win, the Yankees finished in first place. To talk about what comes next for the Red Sox, we turn this morning to our baseball analyst, sports writer Glenn Stout, who's also a contributing editor for the new website, SBNation.com. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Bob.
So, Red Sox last place for the first time since 1992. If you can sum up this season, what would you say to the question, what went wrong?
Everything. It's hard to identify anything that went right. I don't think there's a season in Red Sox history, except perhaps last year, that started out one way and ended up so differently. But, you know, it's hard to take any positives out of this year, except for the fact that now they're poised to completely rebuild. I do think they've sort of, you know, hit the bottom. There's not much farther you can go down from here.
From last place. No, not much further you can go down. It was Bobby Valentine's first season, and there were multiple reports this morning saying that it'll be his last, that he'll be fired by today or tomorrow. You think that's correct?
Yeah, I think it probably is, although I don't think it's going to make a great deal of difference. I think the front office feels that they have to do something. That's certainly the easiest thing to do. He certainly lost the fans, if not all the players. So they have to do something. So he becomes, you know, the sacrifice that everybody needs to be able to turn the page on the season. In effect, I think that's what he was hired for anyway. I don't think he was ever a long-term managerial solution.
Well, which maybe goes to the next question. On his radio program yesterday, when asked if he felt undermined by Red Sox management, Valentine said yes. You think that's correct?
Well, I think he was hired to be fired because when you hire somebody with only a two-year deal, you're almost a lame duck from the moment you put on the uniform. And he wasn't able to select his own coaches. That's also a sign that you're really not given full authority. What I think might be interesting is what Bobby Valentine's going to say after he's fired. That's the interview that I really want to hear.
You got to wonder if other Red Sox management types are looking in the mirror and blaming themselves. Should Ben Cherington, the general manager, be blaming himself for this season?
Well, I think there's an awful lot of blame to go around. And it doesn't start with Ben or end with Ben, but he's certainly part of it. I mean, some of it even goes back to Theo Epstein, and certainly Larry Lucchino's part of it, and even ownership is part of it. You don't have a team that goes from where the Red Sox were in the middle of last August, which was basically the best team in baseball, to where they are now, which is arguably the worst team in baseball, without everybody having their finger in the pie.
The players, who stays, who goes?
Well, you know, they've got a few guys that they have to build around. John Lester's going to be there. Dubront's going to be there. Buchholz is going to be there. And so is Pedroia and Ellsbury and Ortiz and, you know, Will Middlebrooks and Saltalamacchia. Outside of that, I don't know who stays. And even among the players that do stay, this isn't going to turn around in one year. I think it's possible that 2 years from now they could be competitive again and within 3 years be really good. Again, however, it depends on who they get, how they come together, how much money they decide to spend.
We used to say when the Red Sox stank a couple of decades ago, wait till next year. I guess what you're telling us this morning is wait for 2015.
Yeah, well, for all the, you know, younger fans out there, you know, now you can go to your fathers and grandfathers and now you know what they grew up with, because this is that team that everybody who was a Red Sox fan in the 1960s grew up with.
Oh,
these are them.
You've succeeded in making me shudder this morning. Glenn Stout, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob. Better days ahead.
Glenn Stout's latest effort is a collection of essays he edited, Best American Sports Writing 2012. Another of his books, Fenway 1912, is just out in paperback.